Today is Women of Influence Day today here at ptbotoday.ca, powered by Cody and James Chartered Professional Accountants. We're joined by Heather Watson. She's a counselor in Durodemer Township, as well as the founder of Acorn 30. Heather, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's a surprise, and I appreciate the honor.
So you've got an interesting story in that you're both an entrepreneur in the tech sector, as well as a municipal council, a public servant, if you will. Looking more at the business side of things with Acorn 30, how did you kind of gravitate towards, you know, being a woman inside the tech industry?
Sure. I mean, early on, from a kid, I was always an early adopter when it came to technology. So, you know, gender didn't play a role in that. I was just passionate about technology. So, being able to demonstrate my knowledge and application of technology to different businesses is something that just seemed natural to me. And I personally didn't really feel any significant challenges. Where it did become a little bit of a challenge in more recent years is our company actually started niching down into manufacturing sector. We work with a lot of manufacturing businesses across Ontario and into Quebec, and in doing so, those are typically male-dominated industries and senior leadership that we're working with. But because the pendulum has kind of swung recently, and we've been recently designated as a women's business enterprise, which is a special designation that women leadership companies have, there's more of a focus for these companies to engage with or employ companies or individuals who are women and diverse, not just women. So I feel that that's helped open some doors for us. But certainly it's, in the early days, it wasn't uncommon to be the only woman at the table. And it wasn't uncommon to be not looked at when being spoke to by individuals, you know, talking to other people who are working with me that are male or what have you. But I feel that that's really changing now.
Moving over to the political side of things now, talk to me a bit about being, you know, a younger female representative at the city council table in a municipality like Durodemer.
Sure. I mean, I feel that for the most part, constituents, residents in the community, again, it doesn't play a major issue. They see the work that I'm doing and the issues that I'm advocating for and things that I'm able to get done for the community. That's exciting. And I think they're just happy to see some, progressive leadership at the table, as would anybody be. Certainly when I was campaigning, there were two types of people I would run into at the door when I was knocking on doors. People would look at my name and wonder who my husband is or who my father or father-in-law was, trying to make that connection. Which I thought was interesting. Or the other side of it, often women, again, wanting to support other women, would look at my product or my literature and say, oh, you're the woman who's running for council and you've got my vote. It's good. Go, hurry, go knock on other doors. I want you to win, kind of thing. So there seemed to be this kind of divide. But those are extreme cases. For the most part, I didn't encounter and still don't encounter any significant issues because of my gender or because of my age. I think that sometimes at the council table, I tend to be, I'm also the only new person on council, and my colleagues have been there for quite some time. So I tend to ask a lot of questions that, they've been there, seen it, done it, but it's the first time I'm seeing particular files. So maybe it's a little annoying to people, but I don't think that's a gender or youth issue. That's just a newbie on council.
Heather, thank you so much for taking the time today to be part of Women of Influence. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.